It had been the custom since 1911, to be exact, for many Baltimoreans walking about downtown day and night to check their watch by the huge 25-foot four-faced north, south, east, and west clock, nine stories up on the landmark Bromo Seltzer Tower building, formerly known as the Emerson Tower building at Utah and Lombard Streets. But in the spring and early summer of 2007, pedestrians looking up to check his or her watch against the big Bromo clock found themselves bewildered. Small wonder the confusion. A reading at 5:40 on the early morning of July 7, 2007, showed the 25-foot clock facing south to be 2:23, the clocks facing west and north, 5:16, the clock facing east, 5:20. Those who habitually check their watch by looking up at the usually dependable Bromo Seltzer Tower clocks felt betrayed. An embarrassed Ballmer Office of Promotion and the Arts, which had taken ownership of the tower, brought in experts to repair the clock. It would take some years, but they would get it right. The four clocks would be put back in working order and would read correctly, mostly down to today. About the Emerson Tower. The tower was built in 1911 by Captain Isaac Emerson, who made his fortune as a creator of the famous headache powder, Bromo Seltzer. Up until March 10, 1936, there was, atop the tower, a four-story-high replica of the familiar blue bottle of Bromo Seltzer. It had 596 electric bulbs, and the writing on the label was visible through the night, as far away as the eastern shore. The bottle had to be taken down in 1936. Its constant revolving was causing cracks in the structure of the building. But back to the wayward clocks. It would be late afternoon of April 6, 2010, just before rush hour, that all of the four clocks were at long last back in sync. If you were around during those earlier years of civic malaise, when the quarreling clocks of the Bromo Seltzer Tower were out of sync and showing simultaneously different dizzying times of day and night, you will remember them as storied, quirky years in a Baltimore that didn't know the time of day.